Welcome to Shomar Shom and Adav, Shira sponsor, Luy Nishmas, Aaron B'Yakov Sholom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Pesachim Dav Kuf Yudzayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings a Shirin Ben Lakish that says, Darshan's the Pasuk that was set to Avraham Avinu in the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. And it says, Ve'eschol Legoy Godol, I'll make you a big nation. Says the Gemara, Zer Shoyim Rimei Loike Avraham. That's referring to Loike Avraham in the first Bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. Va'avorechecha, Loshem Bracha, Zer Shoyim Rimei Loike Yitzchok. And I'll grow your name. So showing me like Yaakov, and that is the three avos mentioned in Birkas Avos. The Maharshal over here points out that it's not just a random three avos connected to the three brachas over here, but each one belongs to something specific. Avraham Avinu was Avraham and Sarah were Akarim; they couldn't have children. So in that it says, Ve'eschol Legoy Godol, referring to Avraham Avinu, they became a Goy Godol because he was able to have children. Regarding Yitzchok, it says, Vayivorach Lekim is Yitzchok, specifically by Yitzchok, it says that Yitzchok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Brocha, meaning Brocha belongs to Yitzchok. And then by Yaakov, there it's appropriate to say, Ve'gad Loshmecho, because his name was Yaakov, Loshon Akova, which is a bad name, and he was upgraded to Yisrael, Loshon Tzrara. So he specifically has a connection to the name, and therefore these three things belong to the three others. Eschol Goy Godol specifically Avraham, Avorechecha is Yitzchok, V'agad L'Shmecha is Yaakov. And to explain this part of the Maharshal a little bit more, let's connect to here another big Yisoid regarding the others. The Megala Amukas teaches us that every Av was complete once his name turned to be a numeric value of 248, Ramach. When they fulfilled their Ramach, then they were complete. When did Avraham Avinu fill his Ramach? Well, Avraham Avinu, without the hay, was 243. Kadosh Baruch Hu added the letter hay, as Rashi brings in the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. So then, when he added Parshas the hay, his numeric value became 248. So he had to complete himself by adding hay to his name, meaning when he became complete, his body itself. Yitzchok Avinu, the numeric value of Yitzchok, is 208. So when did Yitzchok become 248? When you take 40 of his years. Because when Yitzchok was 40 years old, he married Rivka. He completed himself by marrying Rivka. So then you take his 40 and the 208, then it's 248. Yaakov, what's the numeric value of Yaakov? 182. How much is he missing to get to 248? 66. Says the Megala Amukas, when did Yaakov Avinu reach that? When he went down to Mitzrayim. Because it says when he went down to Mitzrayim, the kol nefesh of Beis Yaakov that came into Mitzrayim, all his whole family was 66. He had 66 children coming. So 66 is when he completed. He did his mission, bringing all his children to Mitzrayim. That's when Yaakov Avinu reaches the 248. That's what Megala Amukas says. And I just found that the Shushan Master Polya says that according to this, Avraham Avinu needed to add 5 to complete his mission. Yitzchak Avinu needed to add 40 to complete his mission. And Yaakov Avinu needed to add 66. It's a hey, a mem, and a samech vav. When you put them together, the word that comes out is masve. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down after Am Yisrael did the chet ha'egel, he had to put a masve on his face. A masve refers to that was his level. He was so high than Am Yisrael that in order to be able to connect to him, you need to have the masveh. Meaning, masveh refers to the maila Moshe Rabbeinu. His maila included all the milas of the others combined. Gevaldik avort. But anyway, when we learn from these ideas, that each one of the others has something else he's focused on to complete. Avraham Avinu is adding 5 to his name. When he does the brismili, he completes his body. He needs to complete himself. Yitzchak Avinu's completion depends when he gets married. He does, after one completes himself, now he needs to expand and to marry somebody else. Yaakov Avinu's completion is the next stage of a human being. He needs to have children and needs to have a family. So these are the three stages of the Avos connected to three stages by human being. And this connects beautifully with this Maharshal. The Maharshal says that Avraham Avinu's first stage was he needed to be shalom, not to be an akar. To be able to have children means that a person himself is shalom. He's not a mace, he's not dead. And that's what it means, Ve'eschol Legoy Godol. Yitzchak Avinu's Vavarechecho, Bracha is when a person gets married. Always the ribui, when you have more than one, that's called Bracha. And Yaakov Avinu is The shame depends on the children. As we know, it says by the Sarisa, Kishboku says, don't worry, you don't have children, because I'm going to give you Yad Vishem. I'll give you Yad Vishem instead of children. Meaning children give a shame. Children are the one who will take on and carry on the name. Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, each one has his tafkid. Avraham completing himself, Yitzchak by marriage, Yaakov by children, and these are the three milas that are mentioned over here in the Pasuk. Kenegad Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.